This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, making the announcement during an unannounced visit to that country yesterday, where he also delivered Thanksgiving greetings to U.S. troops and said during the meeting with Afghanistan's leader,
"We'll see if they want to make it this country a real deal, but we'll see."
The U.S. and Taliban had reportedly been close to a deal last summer, but it collapsed after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, and President Trump pulled the plug on the talks. It's Black Friday in the retail world. Millions of Americans likely out looking for a deal. A new USA Today Ipsos survey finds at least 77% say they will buy something this weekend if they can get a deal, though millennials tend to prefer Cyber Monday rather than braving the Black Friday crowds at the stores. This is USA Radio News.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turns my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
This holiday season, the Secret Service warning both consumers and businesses, they have a lot to lose from online criminals. Here's our John Clemens with more.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevro reminds us, online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks.
The Hallmark Channel is being criticized by some for its lack of racial and religious diversity in its Countdown to Christmas programming. The parent company CEO says the claim is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As many as 10 animals are dead after a fire erupts at a northern Ohio wildlife park. The flames ripping through a barn last night at African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton. Police say they lost 3 giraffes, 3 Red River hogs, 3 bongos, and a springbok. Conor McGregor will be making his long-awaited return to the Octagon on January 18th in Las Vegas. McGregor has signed a contract that will see him fight for the first time in over a year. The former featherweight and lightweight champion will be facing Donald Cowboy Cerrone at UFC 246. McGregor hasn't fought since October 2018. Stock markets will be open for a shortened trading session on this Black Friday. The markets to close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thor, the Bulldog, takes home top honors at the 2019 National Dog Show.
And the best in show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Whoa! Nobody more surprised than Eduardo Paris, the handler.
That is heard on NBC, Thor the Bulldog beating out 2,000 other dogs to claim Best in Show, a show that was actually recorded a few weeks ago, but as a Thanksgiving tradition, was aired yesterday to the delight of tens of millions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy day after. Hopefully all the tryptophan is through the body. Of course, for me, I got to tell you, turkey sandwiches on the day after. It is so good, and I'm looking forward to another dive into it. I'm not one necessarily to pig out on Thanksgiving. Megan Barth is with us. I got to bring her on. The founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Happy Thanksgiving, Megan. How are you?
Well, thank you. That was the perfect segue after you said pig.
No.
That's how I feel.
Oh, my goodness. I know. There's nothing like Thanksgiving. I mean, it's really a great time. You know, family time, the food, the day after. There's just something about turkey. I don't know what it is about me, but turkey the day after just seems to taste better.
Yeah, I'm a big leftovers fan. Bring it on.
Yep, exactly. So rules of engagement there with the familia, everything was cool, no politics, everybody played nice, huh?
Everybody knows where my family stands. They don't dare cross the red line. Once they cross the red line, it's gloves off, game on.
So, let the biscuits fly, right?
Yeah, I mean, I come from a very conservative family, lots of military members, and... you know, we've got a couple loosey-gooseys here or there. But, you know, I have to tell you, Bill, even the Democrats, and if you've been reading the news this week, a lot of it has been buried, of course, because it's positive for President Trump.
Right.
But minorities are being turned off by the Democrats because the leading Democrats are against charter schools. 34% of Black Americans love this president. And this is exactly why.
That's a huge number. That's a huge number.
Huge.
Yes.
He had 20% favorability last year, I think it was. So just in a very short time, it's gone up to 34%. You know, and this is directly related to the fact that, first of all, he's not pandering to Black Americans, much like the Democrats do. You want to talk about the low expectations and soft bigotry that Democrats have with the minority community. They expect that because you have a different color melatonin in your skin, you have to vote Democrat.
Right.
And I think that, you know, there's a saying that says, don't tell me who you are, show me who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Democrats have shown that they have taken advantage and for granted the Black community. And even though the Democrats say that they are, you know, for the Black community, the Black community has seen the last 50 years what the Democrats have done to many of their communities.
Well, and their leaders especially, Megan. I'll tell you, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the whole lot of them have been all about them. But meanwhile, look what's happening in the local communities. And you get this white gazillionaire out of Manhattan that supposedly is a racist. And I insist, and I know you agree with me here, is that if he's a racist, he's the worst racist ever in the history of mankind. Because look what he's doing for people of all color, and I say for all Americans. I mean, what's been happening, helping the blacks, has been helping all of Americans right across the board.
Right. We don't have the best economy in 50 years, which are the new numbers, because he only created jobs for white people. We have the best economy in years because he's reduced regulations. He's increased funding for opportunity zones. There are more black people back to work. We have the lowest unemployment rates across the board, and that is affecting every single demographic. And even Democrats. He's created jobs for Democrats.
Right.
If you look at Democrat 401ks, we had another huge stock market week. So everyone's 401k is doing better. So you really have to sit back and ask yourself, how exactly are the Democrats going to beat that?
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of them calling this president a racist, a Nazi, and all of his supporters,
mm-hmm.
obviously that's not turning away black Americans because 34% of them love this president.
Exactly. Well, beyond that, you point out the big question is how are the Democrats going to do better than what Donald Trump is doing? I mean, after all, it was the Democrats that all but killed the health care system and made a big mess out of it that we're still trying to get ourselves out of. They had all but killed the middle class and jobs. Now we've got more jobs than people. People are now upgrading on their jobs. They're making more per hour. And then the comments that we get off the, the presidential candidates is that they're going to do better. They're going to do better by taking the people's money and redistributing it, turning us into socialists, and we're going to get free health care, no tuition, and I guess equal opportunity suffering. Can't wait for that one.
Well, Bernie Sanders finally made it clear that everyone's going to be feeling the burn. He's not just going to eat the rich. He's not just raising taxes on the 1%, punishing the successful people. You're going to have taxes raised if you make $29,000 a year. Your first $29,000 is exempt. And then after that, the taxes pile on, and that's when it becomes progressive. Elizabeth Warren, her Medi-Cal for All plan is $69 trillion. And then the list just goes on and on. They believe that you can spend your way into prosperity by taking from others and giving it to the government. The government is not, the government is the greediest entity. It is not the most charitable. We see this from a lot of the government programs by where they're designed. Oh, and I have to mention, Elizabeth Warren admitted that she's not going to take away the insurance from 150 million people. No, it's going to be super duper. She's going to wait 3 years,
yes,
and then she's going to take away all of the employment or insurance from 150 million people. So doomsday will happen for 150 million people. It's just going to be...
It's just a matter of time, that's all.
She's elected. Right. And like I've said before, incrementalism is the tool of tyrants. Because they will just continue to chip away. It's like death by a thousand cuts. And it just, the more they take, the more they want, and it gets progressively worse. Bernie Sanders said, you know, at first it's going to cost a lot of money, but then it's, over the time it's going to cost less. When have you ever seen a government program that costs less over time?
It's never happened in the history of man. Yeah, exactly. So, so dream on, as the song says, right?
Right. And so, you know, all of these pie in the sky types of promises sound good if you're 16 years old and don't understand the real world. And that's exactly why Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16. But when you talk to people with an ounce of common sense that have a basic understanding of math and big government, as Reagan said, you can't be for the little guy and be for big taxes and big bureaucracy. And that's why the Democrats are losing, because they turned their back on the little guy a long time ago in order to lead us down and fundamentally transform this country into a socialist, top-down, controlled, government-centered economy. And that's simply not going to work.
Exactly. Well, it doesn't stop them from trying. And everything that you mentioned here, Megan, you didn't even talk about the new Green Deal that you got to know. A majority of those left wingers, that's what they're fighting for. That's the hill that they want to, you know, live and die on.
Yeah. And what's interesting to me, Bill, is, you know, we've been watching politics for a while. Have you ever seen a candidate, one that would win, say, I promise to raise your taxes, and I'm going to fight for the climate. No one around kitchen table economics does not include climate change.
Exactly.
There's nobody talking around the table. Maybe 1% of the population that is completely deluded is talking about climate change.
Exactly.
This is not doable.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why wait until Black Friday to shop when you can save now? Quantum Nutrition Labs is celebrating Black Friday all week long with 25% off all nutritional supplements and free shipping on all orders. The sale runs Monday through Sunday, and you can order online or over the phone. No additional discounts apply. This holiday season, give the gift of great health to a loved one or yourself. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us right here where we're fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the Media Quality Project. Megan, before the break, we started to talk about Bloomberg and his offerings, and I want you to pick it up from there. Go ahead.
Sure. He was polled the other day in the poll show. He's the least liked candidate. I mean, at least you're winning that.
Right.
He spent $31 million in a short period of time, and he's still the least liked. He announced his candidacy on Twitter. He had only 200 retweets in 2 hours. I mean, a dog video can get more than 200 retweets in 2 hours.
Right. Exactly.
And he's all about destroying coal. He's another climate alarmist. And so the Rust Belt, if it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, the Virginias, Utah, whatever it is, aren't going to be voting for a billionaire New Yorker, unlike they did with Donald Trump. And that's what I find so incredibly, the dichotomy between the two billionaires.
Exactly.
That was Trump's secret sauce, that even though he was a billionaire and a successful global businessman, he was able to connect with the working class. Michael Bloomberg doesn't have that touch.
He doesn't at all. I like what Brett Hume had to say the other day. I don't know if you caught this one. And he texted out the difference between Mike Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren / Bernie Sanders. He says Bloomberg is trying to buy the election with his money, and Warren and Sanders are trying to buy it with yours. That really is it. I mean, that hits it right on the point.
That sums it up. That sums it up. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, the socialists love to spend other people's money. They just don't realize that at a point they've run out of other people's money to spend. And this is shown across the board when you look at states like California. Because of the high regulations and high taxes, a U-Haul is 3 times more expensive to move out of California than it is to move in.
And you got more U-Hauls leaving California than coming in.
Right, and that's why they're more expensive. Supply demand drives the cost up, right?
Without a doubt.
So,
Well, you'd mentioned earlier about the wonderful efficiencies of government programs. This is a disaster, and you're reporting this at ReaganBabe.com, that the feds paid $1 billion of our money in Social Security benefits to individuals without Social Security numbers. How does that happen?
Exactly. From an audit, this is big government. This is what happens when you do not have any sort of accountability nor transparency related to government programs. You'll have 10,000 workers trying to manage one process in government, and no one wants to get fired, and no one wants, you know, no one's going to fire each other because of tenure, et cetera. This is the consequences of big government. Another $1 billion. Missing, paying people who don't have. I mean, shouldn't the minimum requirement be for a Social Security benefit or a benefit be that you have a Social Security number?
You would think that would be the basic of antes, right? Exactly.
Right. So how do you pay over $1 billion to people that don't have the numbers they're supposed to have? And this is, again, the product of just simple government waste. Mm-hmm. And we cannot, and for the Democrats to want to just increase the role of government just shows you how many billions will be wasted should government just get bigger than it is. What we need is a scale down of
exactly.
government
agents. Well, we need a clearing out. When you find this level of incompetency, you've got to lop some heads. You've got to reassign people. I mean, this isn't like the State Department where you find somebody who is speaking against the president who supposedly she has a job because of the pleasure of the president, but meanwhile she's backbiting. She's created so many problems, even to the country that she is supposed to be serving, that the incoming president says, I don't like her. You know, you better get her out of there. So Donald Trump says, hey, you're fired. But, you know, she got a great job. I mean, you know, in fact, they asked her in the hearings, they go, here it is. You leave the Ukraine, but you like your job now at Georgetown University, right? You're a fellow there. And boy, big smile on her face. Boy, she felt like she landed in a tub of gold.
Right, and that's really what happens to many of these people that have worked within the Washington swamp for many years. They go into academia, and that's another problem why we have a problem with education.
Yeah, right.
But there's always a job for a Washington bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, it's all that mentality, like you said, how they're protecting one another, and you know, and somehow $1 billion is excusable. I mean, how when you're the inspector general that you write a report like this, And, you know, shots aren't fired. I mean, somebody isn't, you know, thrown out the door. What's going on here? I mean, this is the kind of idiocy that we put up with, that we've been tolerating, whether it's the VA or other federal bureaucracies that take place that are just mishandling the people's money.
Well, right, and we can't also forget that under Hillary Clinton, when she was head of Secretary of State, her department lost $6 billion. How do you lose $6 billion?
Right. Well,
so we have this time and time again where there is absolutely no accountability. So if there's no accountability, the mistakes are going to be continue to be made.
Well, maybe they found a billion of that $6 billion on a wooden, platform that was sent in the dark of night to Iran. What do you think?
Right. Just saying. What we can see right now is, how is that $1 billion or $2 billion, whatever it was, much of it in cash, so it couldn't be traced in multiple denominations, so it couldn't be traced.
That's what I'm saying. It could more than likely. I mean, why not? You might as well take a fair guess. Did it come out of that $6 billion? Yes, exactly.
Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, we have absolutely no idea. But that's the problem, is that they believe, socialists believe, that our money is their money, and if they lose it, it's their money to lose.
I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing, Megan, because, you know, I mean, here we are. You and I are just having a short conversation here, and in the moment, in less than a minute, we talked about three huge discrepancies of $1 billion here, a billion there, vaporing of the people's money. And meanwhile, you know, Hillary Clinton goes on, you know, all these other bureaucracies continue to move on, and they'll end up with a retirement like Lois Lerner and the rest of them.
Right. Exactly. They are a protected class. And one of the reasons why, Donald Trump was elected was to drain the swamp. I don't think we realize just how deep and seedy the swamp was, filled with a ton of creatures, but we're starting to understand it. Thank the Democrats for having publicized the impeachment hearings.
Exactly.
That really unveiled the deep state, which we were told by the mainstream media and the Democrats that was a conspiracy. Now people, especially former heads of the NSA and CIA, are saying, thank God.
Thank God. State. Right, exactly.
They all know it exists. And now I hope with this impeachment circus, should the Democrats vote to impeach this president, a 50-50 they do, either way we win. Because if they vote to impeach this president, yeah, the president has a stain on his record. That's what they want. But then it goes to trial in the Senate, and now we can see the deep state actors again.
Are they ready for the level of exposure that will be brought out in the Senate? And will Mitch McConnell have the intestinal fortitude to see this through, to really open up this body and let the American people see just how bad the corruption has metastasized throughout the bureaucracy?
Right. And the Democrats really thought they had a slam dunk with these impeachment hearings. And what they found out is that they turned off 72% of independents. I mean, that's the sweet spot.
Yep, exactly. And look at the independents.
The independents that supported impeachment before they started the circus. And at the end of the day, after the circus, after Adam Schiff had hit the gavel, only about 20% of independents wanted impeachment.
Exactly. And look at the numbers on independents, Megan. Have you been watching that? That number is swelling. And that's because a lot of the Democrats, and you probably got some Republicans too, but mostly bigger numbers on the Democratic side saying, look, I've had it with politics. I don't want to be associated with either one of the parties. I'm out of here. But predominantly, most of those numbers are coming from, moderate Democrats that elected officials to go to Congress to do something constructive, not to engineer and not to participate in some faux impeachment.
Well, that's right. Like I said, you know, there might be, I don't know, 10% of the population, a very small number, that is so deluded that believes that the president committed bribery, even though all the witnesses said he didn't commit bribery.
Exactly.
All the witnesses said he didn't commit extortion. All the witnesses said he didn't commit quid pro quo. And yet, so I'm wondering, what are the articles of impeachment going to look like when none of their witnesses corroborated their allegations?
Megan Barth, happy Thanksgiving again. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. Talk next week.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, making the announcement during an unannounced visit to that country yesterday, where he also delivered Thanksgiving greetings to U.S. troops and said during the meeting with Afghanistan's leader,
"We'll see if they want to make it, but they're really the only one we'll see."
The U.S. and Taliban had reportedly been close to a deal last summer, but it collapsed after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, and President Trump pulled the plug on the talks. It's Black Friday in the retail world. Millions of Americans likely out looking for a deal. A new USA Today Ipsos survey finds at least 77% say they will buy something this weekend if they can get a deal, though millennials tend to prefer Cyber Monday rather than braving the Black Friday crowds at the stores. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at eAuto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us as always, sharing a part of your day as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Mark Rechten here in just a moment, executive editor for Motor Trend, as he's going to give us a first look at all three vehicles on Motor Trend's 2020 Car, Truck, and Sport Utility of the Year Awards. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me.
Well, Mark is a leading industry expert, and we're grateful to have him with us to talk about these awards by Motor Trend. So how does Motor Trend select the car, truck, and SUV of the year, Mark?
Sure. Every year we take any vehicle that is brand new or significantly redesigned. This year there were 81 cars, trucks, and SUVs. And over the period of a couple months, we go to manufacturer proving grounds where we can do the kind of dynamic testing you shouldn't do on public roads, you know, high-speed ovals, maneuvering, high-speed braking, things like that, to really get a sense of the limits of these vehicles. In the case of SUV, the Honda Proving Grounds has a special SUV off-road course. that can really sort out the contenders and the pretenders in terms of getting stuck in silty sand that approximates, you know, drifting snow, mm-hmm. kinds of things like that. And then we go out on public roads and get a real sense of, you know, how easy is it to change the channel on your radio station at 80 miles per hour? In some cars, it's remarkably complicated.
Right.
You know, how well does a lane keeping assist work when the median stripe is indifferently paved or indifferently striped?
Yeah, this is all the kind of stuff that you should not do at home. This is being done by professional drivers that know what they're doing and taking the car to its limits to see if, in fact, they deliver on their promise. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's correct. Our testing team has more than two centuries of collected testing acumen.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we know what we're doing. We're not messing around. It seems like it would be a really fun job, but when you're on round 32 of 33 figure eight tests, you know, your insides start getting a bit scrambled. So it is fun, but it's also really, really long days, and we take it very seriously.
Well, let's have a drum roll. Motor Trend's 2020 Car of the Year. What was it, and why was it chosen, Mark?
The 2020 Motor Trend Car of the Year is the Chevrolet Corvette.
Whoa.
It's a magnificent engineering achievement. I mean, past Corvettes have been, you know, fine mm-hmm. sports cars. This moves it into the realm of a supercar. They took the engine, which previously was near the front axle, and moved it behind the driver. Not only has this significantly improved its handling abilities, it also has brought it into a realm of proper supercar performance. When you're talking about 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds for a car that costs right around $60,000, you're talking levels of performance that if you were to buy a European supercar, it would cost 5 or 6 times as much. You know, we used to make kind of excuses for the Corvettes, think, well, you know, it's almost as good as a Porsche, but look at all the money you save. Now you look at it and you say, wow, this new Corvette can take on Ferrari, it can take on Lamborghini, it can take on McLaren. It is a world-beating supercar at a Chevrolet price.
3 seconds, Mark? I mean, I remember when it was like 6 seconds. Now we're talking 3 seconds, 0 to 60?
It is quite a rush, and it just rips you right into the back of your seat, and it is fantastic. And it keeps that kind of torque and momentum all the way through the quarter mile, and now it corners amazingly well. There's a little bit of understeer dialed in for those who aren't familiar with how a mid-engine car performs, you know, around its polar moment of inertia. But I can tell you, anybody who's familiar with an old Corvette will look at this and say, well, it may not be the same as my old Corvette, but
right.
I like it. The styling is very cool. It's very exotic.
How's the interior?
You know, they took an upgrade on that as well, and that's something, you know, a lot of people have kind of made excuses for, you know, a lot of plastics, some funny smells, you know.
Mm.
If you've owned a Corvette, you sort of grudgingly accept it. You know what? You get in this new Corvette, and it is laid out what you would expect if you were buying something, you know, from a European component set. It's very strong.
And it's retailing out at about 60, you said?
Starting price is right around 61. I don't know how long they'll keep it that way. If you want a well-equipped one with all the nice stuff, like the, you know, there's the upgraded suspension and things like that, the one we tested was $88,000. Still a screaming deal for the performance you get.
Wow. How about Truck of the Year 2020? What do we got?
Motor Trend's 2020 Truck of the Year is the Ram Heavy Duty 2500 and 3500. And when we look at heavy-duty trucks these days, pretty much they can all tow so much that you're supposed to have a commercial truck driver's license. Now, none of us do, but, you know, that's the law. And so we don't look at it so much as how much it can tow these days, but more how well it tows it. You know, what's the kind of confidence it gives you when you're trying to pass that slow-moving motorhome while you're towing a boat? How much confidence does it give you when you turn on the cruise control going downhill, similarly laden? You know, is it going to hold that speed? Are you going to start seeing the speedometer creep up? The Ram does this elegantly and beautifully. And then you get inside this car, or inside this truck, and you look at the cabin, and it feels like a rolling office on wheels. All the things that fall to hand, they feel like that extra level of quality. And, you know, it's one of those things that you feel like it's worth the money you spent. People are spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000
exactly.
on these pickup trucks. They want to feel like they spent their money well. And the Ram's interior is so much better than those of its domestic rivals. It was a clear victory.
Mm-hmm. How about the technology? Radio, all the stuff, the Bluetooth, everything?
Oh, yeah, that's all the stuff that people demand now. They want their office in their truck. So if you want Bluetooth, you want satellite radio, you want USB, you want a mobile hotspot, it has all these things. It is truly a strong achievement. The infotainment system, the telematics system, is one of the most elegantly engineered ones in terms of its simplicity, but also in terms of what it does. When you compare them against luxury brands or other mainstream brands, we are big fans of the FCA and henceforth the RAM component set, the telematics system. It's really one of the industry's best.
I'll tell you, we're so grateful for Mark Recton, the executive editor for Motor Trend, to come on the show and break down these winners for us. We've already talked about the car of the year, the Corvette, truck of the year, the Ram. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of people are going to be heading to the dealerships and checking this out firsthand for themselves. You might get there early because I'm sure whether it's the vet or the truck, that's going to be well occupied. And, of course, the same will go for the 2020 Sport Utility of the Year. Let's talk about Motor Trend's selection here, Mark.
Sure. Motor Trend's 2020 SUV of the Year is the Kia Telluride. And it may seem like a bolt out of the blue for a lot of people because this is Kia's first real attempt at a three-row sport utility vehicle. They had one a few years ago. It was sort of a me too effort. This is much stronger. This is a real deal. It goes up against the heavy hitters in the segment, whether it's the Ford Explorer, whether it's the Toyota Highlander. This is an amazing value story. Three rows of seats. It's easy access to the third row. The third row has plenty of room for a teenager. They get their own USB port, so if your teenager wants to tune out his parents, he can just plug in his device and be able to chill out on his own. Meanwhile, second row, tons of room. Front row, it feels elegant. It feels opulent. It feels like you're sitting in a millionaire's ranch home. The leather is really, really nice. And the crazy thing is that it starts at $32,000 for the base model, but it doesn't feel like a base model for all the standard equipment you get. The one we tested was $48,000, which sounds like a lot, but when you look at what you get and then you line it up, toe-to-toe against luxury vehicles that are offering the exact same features, you can't tell a difference in the quality of what they deliver. And the leather feels just as nice. The knobs feel just as nice to turn. The stereo is just as high quality. And yet, the Kia is coming in $30,000, $40,000 less. I have a friend who is shopping for a three-row SUV right now saying, my wife really wants this luxury name redacted vehicle, and she really, really wants it. And I said, just have her go drive a Kia, and I think you'll be really surprised at what you get for it. And this is a huge transformation for Kia. They used to build, cheap and cheerful economy cars. This is a world-beating SUV on par of any of the major manufacturers that we've all come to trust. Final best note, this thing is made in America, in West Point, Georgia.
Wow, that's great. Where can people go for more information and to get some tips for car shopping?
Sure thing. I recommend you go to motortrend.com. You can see all the testing results for all 81 of this year's car, truck, and SUV of the year entrants, as well as comparison tests against previous favorites that are from previous model years. So you can line up all your decisions, should I buy this or this? We do all those comparison tests so that it takes a lot of the guesswork out of your solution. Alternatively, you can also go to the App Store and download the Motor Trend app.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. plan and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
The silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. The lies of land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Grover Norquist sharing some time with us. The question is, Michael Bloomberg a threat or a menace? Grover, what do you say?
Well, he's an annoyance. He has decided that he is better than you and he can run your life better than you can. Mm-hmm. He has all of the prejudices of the rest of the Democratic Party. He wants to have a energy tax, a gas tax, a carbon tax, and he wants, you know, all these spending programs, and he was a tax and spender when he was mayor.
Right.
That said, he also is into micromanaging people's eating habits, and he decided that as mayor of New York, where people shoot each other regularly, he really wanted to spend a lot of time taxing, regulating big gulp soft drinks.
Right. Yeah.
And when it was pointed out that his efforts to raise taxes on tobacco, and now he's going to spend $160 million lobbying to ban vaping. Mm-hmm. Which is what people do in order not to smoke cigarettes, okay? So he acts like he wants to reduce smoking, but the one thing that has actually reduced smoking in the United States in the last 20 years has been people shifting over to vaping, and we've seen dramatic reductions in youth smoking and in adult smoking, all driven by the alternative of vaping, which is just water vapor.
Exactly.
And this has been, so that's very good for health and for the cost of government on people's health, but he wants to ban it. And when somebody said, and I'm quoting now from a public statement in April of this last year, the woman from the International Monetary Fund was interviewed, and said, well, some people say these taxes on products like wine, beer, plastic bags, whatnot, some people say these are regressive. And he says, and Bloomberg says, well, some people say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. So poor people are the problem.
Right.
And higher taxes should have a higher impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So he goes on and on to say the great thing about taxing poor people is you can bully them into doing what you want. I don't want you drinking soda pop. I will tax it. Now, will that affect, I mean, he's been talking about how he likes beef personally. You know, the left has decided they don't like hamburgers anymore.
Right.
That he likes beef and he eats it because he eats beef responsibly, whereas other people would be irresponsible.
Gosh. How arrogant. The arrogance is just so awful.
You shouldn't have a gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has armed guards.
Yes.
So he's allowed, he has somewhere between 12 and 15 mansions where the lights are on. You know, but the rest of us should all pay higher taxes to discourage our use of electricity and raise the cost of, you know, washing your clothes and using your dishwasher and heating your home and having air conditioning. It is an amazingly contemptuous position where he wants to make decisions for other people. And because he knows better than you do what your weight should be.
Sure.
And he will come in and raise taxes here and subsidize there to micromanage other people's lives. I don't know how he's going to do as a candidate for president. He's irritated the African-American community with his stop-and-frisk approach. He wasn't considered sympathetic there. That's a good chunk of the modern Democratic primary vote. Despite all his tax and spend policies, he isn't out talking like Warren and Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where there's room for a Puritan in the middle of the Democratic campaign. That said, a couple of $1 billion can buy your friends.
Yeah, but Hillary tried it, and without the message, Grover, it doesn't work. I mean, I'm a marketing guy, and I grew up with the axiom that in the absence of message, then you better have a lot of money. And even though he has a lot of money, and even though he came out the gate swinging with $30 million in Facebook ads and Internet ads, it hardly made a dent. Because as you said, just case in point simply, the message that Warren and Sanders have captured, that's their message, and that's certainly not his. And he's a ball of confusion anyway, because people go back and go, well, wasn't Michael Bloomberg a Republican at one time before he became a Democrat? And, you know, this all comes into play as well. So he does not have a very clean and pronounced brand that you could lean on, does he?
Well, the brand he does have is recognized by the people who would vote against him. There are 19 million Americans with a concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most, he's put hundreds of millions of dollars. He personally spends more money than the NRA spends in a given year fighting. He fights against the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a hunter or have a concealed carry permit, you know Bloomberg. His face has been on the cover of the NRA magazines more times than Wayne LaPierre.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ID'd in there. If you're one of the 10 million adult vapers in the United States who's trying to improve their health and stop smoking by shifting over to vaping, you know that he's the guy who wants you to go back to cigarettes. He's the guy who wants you to die of cancer. So he doesn't have a very warm and fuzzy relationship with the 10 million people who he's telling, I would rather have you get sick and die than quit smoking some other way than I'm telling you to do it.
Well, not to mention the majority of Americans that believe in liberty. I mean, he basically, as you stated in the opening, he wants to control everything about your life one way or another. Either you are going to acquiesce willingly or he's going to compel you.
Yes, I would hope that that would be enough. Sometimes people need to be reminded there is a specific thing he's doing to pick on you. And I think he's bad for the Democratic Party's brand for just that reason, because when you poll vapers, for instance, their willingness to vote against a candidate who is for prohibition as the only issue that they're focused on is higher than a lot of other so-called single-issue voting blocks. And it's one that we saw elect Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, won because he organized every vape shop in 2016. He was the Republican that I would have bet large quantities of money was not coming back because he hadn't campaigned that much, and he just wasn't the world's best, great senator, just wasn't the world's best candidate. And it was in Wisconsin, for crying out loud. So I thought he wasn't coming back. Yeah. He won switching the vape community, talking to it, and announced on election night, I was elected by the vaping community. So he understood what he was doing. This, I think, is a big piece of what the president can do to win in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, those states, which actually are heavier vaping states than others. So having Bloomberg out there reminding everybody of the nanny state predilections of the Democratic Party and the sheer hypocrisy of I can hire guards, you can't have a shotgun to protect yourself at home.
Right, exactly. Well, leave it to the Democrats. If they didn't have hypocrisy, they'd have no-cracy, I guess. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen a book by Ralph Nader called Only the Super Rich Can Save Us? That's the title.
Yes.
It is bright yellow. Uh-huh. It's about 3 inches thick. Mm-hmm. It's a novel.
Yes.
And in it, he argues, came out a number of years ago, he argues the only way for the left to get back into power is to get a handful of billionaires who swamp the election with money. And you have Steyer, you have Bloomberg. I don't know if they read his book, but that is exactly what the Democrats are trying to do.
Yeah, but their message is so bifurcated, Grover. I don't think people are tracking. It's just not, it doesn't seem relevant. I mean, with all the money that they're doing. And, of course, this is a party that already had 8 previous years of running this country into the ditch. And why even a number of Americans would even consider giving them the keys to the car one more time. And the kind of policies, I mean, they're not coming back with any improvements to Obamacare and the health care system that they screwed up for us, much less what they did for jobs, if anything, to listen to Warren and Sanders. They're job-killing machines.
I think one of the things that will come up in this election is there are 100 million people with 401ks. People are putting their life savings in and 40 million IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 million 401ks, 40 million individual retirement accounts. And everything that the left wants to do to throw a punch at the Kennedy kids or rich people, first they have to step on the face of your IRA to reach over to hit everyone else. Everything that damages a billionaire also damages your IRA, your 401k. So I think they're going to have a hard time saying, don't mind that we're going to make your 401k smaller, because we're really going to let the Kennedys and the Rockefellers have it.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure that.
Well, look at the same logic. I mean, they did try to do it with Medicare for All, and then somebody said, well, we got about 150 million people that get their health care through their companies, and we're going to destroy that? I mean, come on, you know, it's simple math. I'm right with you. Okay, buddy, take care. Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus,
Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that